So Shane, tell me what we're going to talk about today.
Well, to be honest, Shane, I had an idea of what we were going to talk about, and then I heard the red warning in effect. So I understand that people, and just even walking around y'all there now, like seeing the flood defences going up in all the houses and everything like that. So, you know, the people of y'all are used to this, unfortunately. Like, but this is the first big storm we've had in a while. You know, and I think it's quite sudden. Like, usually we get kind of these warnings, and I heard him on Met Aaron talking about that it's some sort of a bomb. They're calling it a storm bomb, and something that's never happened in Ireland before. They're talking about it on Met Aaron, so it's going to be very surreal the way they're talking about it. So I suppose we've talked about mindfulness and we've talked about different things, but one thing we never really talked about was grounding, and grounding is very important. It's about keeping yourself centered in the moment and literally living in the moment, and literally, you know, when you start feeling yourself getting completely overwhelmed, because, you know, there's an awful lot of people who are in work today, haven't heard the news or anything like that, and are actually going to come out of work and suddenly see that, you know, I know they haven't actually said officially, but I mean, they're already saying things about not moving outside of your house and things like that. The last time we had a red warning, the whole country was closed down for what, 3 days, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so I know it's just Cork, so they're not really caring. It's when it happens in Dublin now, they'll
care,
well, you know.
That's the thing, yeah.
So, you know, it's so important that we ground ourselves in the present, you know. And different tips of things to like, you can do this practice with your eyes open. And it's just literally when you start feeling yourself overwhelmed, start feeling yourself getting really, really stressed and worried about what's going to happen. You know, if you wake up in the morning at 7:30 and the storm that they're talking about hits, and, you know, the wind and rain and everything, and you're starting to get really overwhelmed, you're starting to get worried about everything else. It's all about trying to ground yourself. So I suppose the first tip is to just start noticing your breath. Start literally, every time you start feeling getting overwhelmed, just literally notice your breath, start breathing deeply in through your nose and out through your mouth, and actually bring all your thought process back to the breath. So just breathe in deeply through your nose and out through your mouth, and just bring your thought process back to the breath. And when you bring your thought process back to the breath, you bring it back to the body, and you bring it back to where the anxiety is in your body and where it's connecting in with your body. So it's really, really important that you actually bring the breath back to yourself and keep yourself grounded in the present. Because there's nothing, you know, you hear of people who have had accidents and people who get killed during storms and stuff like that. And usually it's because they get worried about someone else, or they get worried about something else, and they get in the car and they make a mistake. So usually most people are panicking and they're in a distressed state when something like that happens. So it's really important that tomorrow morning when people wake up, that they keep themselves grounded in the present, not to worry about what's going outside. And I know I heard on Met Aaron, they were talking about, you know, literally staying indoors tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So it's just literally all I want to do is get across to people that they're going to feel overwhelmed, they're going to feel anxiety, and they're going to feel stress. But to literally stay in the present and, you know, listen to your breath, and just literally, you know, take this time out for yourself, you know, take this time out to notice what's going on in your body, to literally keep things calm. You know what I mean? It's, you know, I was talking to a lady there earlier on, and I've said, you know, what are you going to do? Oh, geez, it's going to be great. You know, I'm going to have the kids and I'm going to watch Christmas music and stuff like that, because I know some of the schools in the city are closing already.
They're taking
a
positive out of it.
They're taking a positive out of it. You know, this is a day now that we can snuggle up in the bed, and we can, you know, and if the power goes out, you know, read books and stuff like that, like, and get yourself prepared as well, like, you know, for this, you know, get books in, you know, make sure you have enough fire in and stuff like that, and just really get yourself prepared for this, like, you know what I mean? You know, I don't know, I do, for myself, I feel all these different colour warnings that we've kind of got a bit, oh, I don't know, we hear these orange warnings, we hear these yellow warnings, you know, but when we hear red, we know that the last time they said red was, how many years ago was that snow? Was it 4 or 5 years ago we had that snow that literally closed the country? So we do know how severe it is when they say red. The yellows and the oranges, we're kind of at this stage, like, it's like the traffic lights. It's like the traffic lights,
you know what I mean?
But we do know that when they say on the radio that there's a red warning in effect from, I think, 6 o'clock in the morning, is it?
Something like that.
6 o'clock in the morning. We know that it is going to be serious. So I suppose I'm not here as a news reader telling people, I'm here as a psychotherapist who...
That's all right, Shane. I got caught earlier on.
Did you? Okay, it must be something in the air, you know. I normally have my phone.
I was going to say it, because the only reason, like, I actually changed my phone, I didn't know how to put it on silent. I just find out there and a while ago. But so that's why. And I said, like, Jesus, I'll chance it. But sure, I wasn't 2 minutes into the show and I started, like, and it never happens.
Oh, yeah, it never happens to me. I'll be honest, Jay, if anyone that knows me will tell you that I actually live about 95% of my life with my phone on silent. I actually rarely know my ringtone. It's just that if I was expecting a phone call today, I said I'd put it onto the ringtone. But I'll tell you now, anyone will tell you, for the last 10 years, I literally barely, sometimes my phone would ring and I'd say, whose number is that? Like, because I wouldn't hear it because it's always on silent.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody, you know, I'd pick up my phone and I'd see it. And it doesn't mean that I'm checking my phone all the time. It's just literally, you know, whatever, like, you know.
Whatever, yeah.
You know, and I suppose, look, I'm working with clients and stuff like that, like, and you don't want to forget, you know, if you've got your phone on you, you don't want it ringing in the middle
of a
hard session. Like, so, yeah I just really wanted to come on today and I had something else prepared and we'll do that in 2 weeks' time. I was going to do a bit of work around sarcasm.
We'll give that a skip today.
We'll do that in a skip, I'm just predetermining the people so that they'll actually know what we're going to talk about in 2 weeks' time, and that'll be our last chat before Christmas.
Yeah.
But today now it really is, because grounding is completely different to mindfulness, you know what I mean? They're in similar track, like, but it's just mindfulness is kind of, you know, trying to get rid of all the thoughts out of your head, whereas grounding is just literally bringing everything back to your centre, bringing everything back to yourself, you know. And a grounding technique I do with a lot of my clients and stuff like that is, and you can do this standing up or sitting down, is that, like, bring it back to the breath and then just notice your feet planted on the ground and notice the way your feet are connected to the ground. And then if you can imagine yourself like a tree and you can feel the roots going down into the ground and coming up into your feet.
Would that, because I was actually thinking the other day and I had one of those days and it is rarely now I get them, and it was really, really, really stressful day. It was, you know, and I could actually physically feel it in my chest.
Yeah.
What, in a situation like that, is it grounding or is it mindfulness?
It's grounding. It has to be grounding because you're bringing everything back to your centre. Doing mindfulness. Mindfulness is about sitting and noticing your thoughts and actually being okay with your thoughts and kind of letting them disappear. Whereas when you're grounding, you're still okay with the thoughts. You're still okay with what's going on. But when you're thinking and you're stressed, you're more likely thinking about the future. So your mind is being pulled into an hour ahead or 2 hours or something that's big that's happening in your life at the moment. It's pulling you and sometimes it's dragging you into the past. You know what I mean? So you're just being pulled left, right and centre. So the only place you're not living is in the place that you should be living,
which is
the present.
Yeah, and that's what I was that day. I was being pulled all over the place and this fellow wanted a piece and that fellow wanted a piece and I had to be there. And you know, it's a horrible feeling. And I, do you know, if people are feeling that every day, it must be awful to be in that kind of a situation.
Well, that's what severe anxiety is.
Oh, my
God. Severe anxiety is...
Really,
You know, I have a lot of clients that come to me, and these days, anxiety is definitely on the rise. Like, you know, I mean, it's, you know, every single person comes in to me. Everyone has labelled themselves as well as anxiety, like, but you're usually fairly right. The problem when you label yourself anxiety is that, you know, it's severe, like, you know what I mean? And then, you know, you have to get past the label because, you know, a lot of people think that they have to live with anxiety, that they can take a tablet or they can live with anxiety.
But in my
experience, you can get rid of anxiety. You don't have to hold on to it. You don't need to keep it. It doesn't serve you any justice. But bear in mind, anxiety, we all have an anxiety within us. It's just that when it gets blown out of proportion, catastrophization, as I call it, when it gets blown, that's when it's severe. But we were given anxiety. It is part of us. It's part of our emotions. We need it to live a life.
Yeah.
It's just that when it gets just get completely pulled out of it. But, you know, going back to what you were saying there, like, you know, it's just literally, and I know it's hard when you're being pulled left, right and centre and you've got so many things going on and so many things in your mind, but I will guarantee you 100% that when you can ground yourself and bring it back to the present, all things start making sense.
Yeah, well, I suppose what happened, and it was like a switch, actually, because I went training that evening and after that then it was, you know, bang.
Back to normal.
I suppose that was the grounding for me, I presume.
But we all have our own different techniques, you know. We all have our different things that we do. You know, people, musicians play guitar or play music and that grounds them back to the things. Joggers go out for a run and things like that. We all have different ways, and we don't realise it. We all have different techniques that we have in our lifetime at the moment that people say to you, geez, you know, when you're living your day, what kind of makes you happy? What kind of brings you back to the present? You know, it could be playing the guitar, it could be cooking, it can be anything. It could be listening to the radio, it could be listening to us. You know, it can be whatever it is that actually helps you to actually bring you back to the present. So everybody notices these things in their everyday life. These things that actually keep them calm. It could be watching the children playing. It could be anything. So even when you're trying to ground yourself, try and think of a situation where you feel really completely at calm. You know, as I said, you know, yourself, you have the training that you do, you know, you have the karate that kind of keeps you grounded. You know that when you go out and you spar or whatever you do, that, you know, you come away from it and you're like, oh, jeez, or the worries of the day have completely lifted off
absolutely,
you. So when you're in that stressful situation and when you're grounding yourself and keep bringing everything back to the present, what you should actually do is try and imagine the situation where you actually feel completely at peace and completely. So that moment when you were being pulled everywhere and anywhere, if you had actually brought your breath back, brought it back to your centre, and then thought about what it's like to be, you know, doing karate or whatever you're doing and doing training, and if you envision that and actually see it in your head, all the stress and the worry will just disappear from you. And I'll 100% tell you that all the different problems that you had will suddenly go, oh, well, I'll do that then, and I'll do that then. And it will suddenly make sense to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you will just literally say to yourself, huh, that was easy. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but it's not as simple as everybody listening and everybody changing. This takes time and this takes practice to do. It's like everything else, it takes practice to do it. You know, as I say to my clients, you know, they say, oh, geez, I'm carrying the stress, you know, since my childhood, 30 years, you know, is it going to take me 30 years to change? No, it's not. But it does take time to change our mindset. It gets, you know, it's as you said, that feeling that you felt, you were saying, how would it be like to live like this for the rest of my life? Everybody that struggles with severe anxieties live like that on a daily basis. They go to sleep feeling like that. They wake up in the morning still feeling like that because they're sleeping anxiety. So they're constantly overwhelmed, constantly have that build up of adrenaline,
that build up,
you can feel the adrenaline going left, right, and sideways,
and everything,
you can feel it in your chest.
Absolutely.
And you know, that's why a lot of people, you know, who might actually think they're getting a heart attack.
That's right. Yeah.
Because we do panic attacks, all these things to ourselves. We do these things. Our mind, you know, anyone that has never been to therapy or anything like that, will realize that, you know, when they do go to therapy, then they realize suddenly, geez, I'm doing this to myself. And it's mad when you suddenly have that realization that I can actually stop this. I have control. You have a choice. Every single day you have a choice to get out of bed. Every single day you have a choice to do whatever you want to do in life. We all have choice. It's one of the great things that us human beings have the privilege of actually living, is that we have a choice. So you have a choice to let the anxiety control you or not. You have a choice to let the depression control you or not. You have a choice for everything in life. So if you can actually just accept that you have a choice, so when you feel that it's getting out of control, you have the power within you to bring it back.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just these different techniques, you know, mindfulness, grounding yourself. Meditation is really, really important for us, that we should just at least find 10 minutes in the morning or 10 minutes in the evening where we actually do a form of meditation. And that doesn't mean sitting on a mountain and thinking you're a Buddha and floating away. Meditation can be anything. People meditate. You meditate when you're probably doing your training for your karate because you're focused in on one thing. You're focused in on exactly what you're doing. And that's our form of meditation.
Yeah.
And when you can literally stop and let your mind rest. And as I say to people with meditation, your mind is the one of the most fantastic creations that has ever been given to us. It is a wonderful thing, our mind. But we never give it a holiday. It's going 24/7. When we're asleep, it's fixing, it's sorting out the things, putting the thoughts into the different boxes, you know, and stuff like that. And it's making sense of things, and that's the dreaming that's happening. Then we wake up in the morning and it's thinking again. But when you get into a decent form of meditation, you give your mind a holiday because your mind isn't thinking. You know, getting to the state where you actually don't think is very hard to get to. Because a lot of people say to me, yeah, I got to that stage. And I said, well, what were you doing? Well, I was thinking about not thinking.
So you're actually thinking.
Yeah. I know I got there, Shane. Oh, you did? Yeah, I did. So what was going on for you? Yeah, I knew I wasn't thinking. And as soon as you know you weren't thinking, you were thinking.
Yeah. So
you just get to that complete calm. I can't say I get there regularly, but I have got to there. And you feel completely at peace, completely calm within your body. Eckhart Tolle, I don't know if you've ever heard of Eckhart Tolle. Eckhart Tolle is one of, they've put him up above, you know, the Buddhas now at the moment. He's like kind of the number one guru in the world. If you're ever bored, he's on YouTube. He's fantastic. The Power of Now is his book. I might bring it in the next time. It's a small book. It's a fabulous book to read. But he lives his life not thinking. He guarantees you 24 hours. You know, he's got plenty of money. He lives in a mountain. You know, he's detached from everything. He comes down and does talks, you know, and then he goes back to the mountain, basically. But he says that he lives his life not thinking. So he lives in the moment every second of the day. So every second he lives in it. He says his day is really long and powerful and wonderful. Because, you know, you talk to people and they say, geez, you're doing very fast. I don't even remember what happened yesterday, went so fast. But when you live in the moment, when you think about it, 16 hours a day that you're awake is 16 hours is a long time when you think about it. If you've ever sat in a place and you've nothing to do, an hour is a long time.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
if you have no phone to distract yourself and you just sit there. You know, there's a lot of the top gurus and stuff like that. Deepak Chopra, I don't know if you've ever heard of him.
Yeah.
So he talks about the fact that you should actually sit for an hour every day and just sit. And he said it takes about 20, 25 minutes at the start of it where you actually just are trying to, you're going to go to your phone, you're just itching and you're doing everything to distract you. But after the 20, 25 minutes, you just get a sense of calm over you. And he says everybody should sit for an hour every day and do nothing. Now, that's not like I'd say now there are 17, 18 year olds, and hopefully there's 17 year olds listening to our radio show, but, you know, they're listening to radio show and Could you imagine trying to watch this space, try and sit for an hour without doing anything?
Yeah.
Because one of the interesting things Deepak said is that don't read a book, because when you're reading a book, you're engaging in a conversation with the author. So anything that actually distracts you away. But he said, you know, a lot of people say, oh, you know, your mind will drift away. You don't want your mind to drift away. You want to keep everything back in the present. So it's literally about breathing, bringing everything back into the present. So with the storm tomorrow, and if people are told to stay at home, and, you know, I don't know if anything officially has been told about the schools or anything like that yet, but I know in the cities a few of them closing.
Yeah.
But, you know, use that time. Use that moment that you have that you can literally say, you know what, I'm going to try what Shane said on the radio yesterday. I'm going to sit for an hour. And when I feel my mind drifting away to something else, I'll bring it back to the present and bring it back to the present.
And that's it. And this is going to last for 24 hours. So, you know.
Yeah, we have lots of opportunities, you know.
Chill out.
We can't go to the beach.
Yeah.
You know? You know, they're telling us to stay away from the coastline. You know what I mean? The go-to when people have nothing to do is we go for a walk on the beach.
And see there's going to be people down there taking photographs of whales.
Oh, they will. Yeah, there'll be loads of stuff up on Facebook and stuff like that.
Yeah. You know, they usually are spectacular.
And let's all pray that the Boardwalk survives this storm, like, because I can't see them replacing it again.
No. You know? I think
and it is a great thing. Now, to people, when I tell them that I live in Yall, tell me, oh, geez, that Boardwalk, I suppose he's fantastic. And that's people who live in Meath and Cavan.
And they're saying,
geez, I want to get down there. It's like people talking about going to the Giant's Causeway, talking about coming to our Boardwalk. And I suppose we take it for granted a little bit, you know what I mean? Because, you know, you're walking up and down it regularly, like, and it's great, like, and it's great asset.
Absolutely,
but to think of that people from, you know, up the country are saying, I want to go to Yall for the Boardwalk.
Well, I hope they do.
Yeah.
Right, Shane, we're after running out of time.
Thanks very much.
Thank you very much. So we'll be back in 2 weeks' time, and that'll be our last one for the
Christmas
year.
Christmas special.
Christmas special.
We'll wear our Christmas jumpers.
Right, thank you very much for coming in, Shane.